السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Respected and honorable listeners, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and salutations upon our noble master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing on our segment, the heart of a believer or the heart of a Muslim. We discussed previously on the poetry of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah, explaining the life of Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah and his connection and what transpired and how he excelled after being in the companionship of Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Alayh. Respected friends and elders, it is only with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person to associate himself with a particular friend of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware and understands the biggest need of men, wherein we desire, or we are all desirous of achieving that very close bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends people whom will be a means of bringing us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's day and age, the biggest challenge one of the biggest challenges are that people term this as an innovation by us associating with the pious, by you explaining your evil diseases to the pious. These are all deceptions from shaitan which we should not fall into. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines tazkiyah in the Quran Kareem. And tazkiyah is reformation of the heart, reformation of our outward evils and our inward evils. That is what tazkiyah to nafs is. According to the words of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Tanwi rahimahullah, Hazrat mentioned that it's further ayn to reform oneself. But just as one cannot treat a disease or an ailment oneself, even a doctor cannot treat himself. He needs to go to another doctor, another specialist in order to get treated. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these pious people and they are the spiritual doctors. They are the spiritual doctors. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Tanwi rahimahullah mentioned that it is fardh ayn. It is incumbent upon each and every Muslim, male and female, to reform our outward evils and our inward evils. Inward evils, anger, animosity, backbiting, all these pride, arrogance, these are all spiritual diseases. And they can only be reformed in the care of a spiritual specialist. And a spiritual specialist is those spiritual doctors. Alhamdulillah, we are gifted in our country where we have plenty of them available. We have to just search and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it that such that we can reform at the hands of particular of people. So, after completing this small poetry, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah mentions his thoughts that one day my ship will also cast its anchor. One day we will passionately see Makkah and Medina. Although the mine of love is in every heart, however, it cannot be discovered without blood and sweat. Good God, these blossoming springs of ebullition of love, my bosom feels like a river of fire. O tears of repentance, may I be sacrificed over your favors. This tears of repentance is the beginning stages when a person starts to reform. Tears of repentance. How valuable the tear is, we can understand it from this aspect. That imagine the ocean, or two-thirds of the world, is covered with water. Now imagine if there was no salt in the ocean. What a bad odor would the whole world be full of. All the filth of the world goes into the ocean, and the ocean swallows it. That salt removes it. And that very same water, when a believer goes in with the intention of wudu or what ghusl, comes out completely clean and pure. So likewise, our salt in our eyes, that tear is salty. So all the filth that a believer has done by means of that one drop of tear in the fear of Allah and begging Allah for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. That stench of evil, if continued, then even the tears do not flow from the eyes of a believer. Allah protect us. Allah mentions in the Quran, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Allah mentions the importance of istighfar. Allah mentions the importance of istighfar. That when a believer makes istighfar, Allah mentions, He commands us that seek forgiveness from your Rabb. Who is your Rabb? Your Rabb is that being who is nourishing you from Alam al-Arwah up to now. Your Rabb is your parents who nourished you from after birth up to you grew up. You became a grown man or a grown woman. That's your Rabb. But the true Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that reason, because of our parents, and we as parents, we nourish our children, we cherish them also. Allah cherishes all His bandas, all His servants, and Allah tells us what to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. That seek forgiveness from your Rabb. Why? He is most forgiving. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most loving. Allah is most merciful. He says, ask Him. And what's the benefit of istighfar? Allah will send down rains of benefit. Allah will give couples who do not have offspring, Allah will bless them with offspring. Allah will give you barakat in your wealth. Allah will make it such and give you that enjoyment of Jannah in this world. Because your heart will be now filled with the fear of Allah. And what's the other benefit? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That those people who have the fear of Allah in their heart, then they get the enjoyment of two Jannats. One might wonder now, what's the meaning of two Jannats? Jannat and Jannatan in the Arabic grammar means two jannat. The Mufassirin made mention, Jannatun fi dunya bi huzuri al-Mawla. You'll get that enjoyment of Jannah, that every moment of yours will be spent as if your Allah is seeing you. And you are seeing وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. Allah will be present in front of you all the time. And in the Akhirah, we'll get the Jannah when we see Allah. What enjoyment will that be? Oh, mothers and sisters, is it worthwhile throwing away such enjoyment for the temporary pleasures of this world? Is it worthwhile? We need to ask ourselves that. Temporary. But we all are in search of that peace, sakina, tranquility. That only comes down onto a person by the will and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is totally in the care of Allah. Just as a trespasser when he enters our land, then what torture does he go through? What torment does he go through? Likewise, this heart of a believer is the home of Allah. And if we put anything other than Allah in our hearts, how can we ever get peace? We put dollars and pounds and rands and all the currencies of this world, gold, silver, we've got all this, this whatever we term as success. We've got all of that filled in our hearts. That for that we are willing to cut off ties with our family. For that we are willing to cut off ties. For that we are willing to cause harm to another person also. We're willing to rob another person. We're willing to kill another person because of that. But time to reflect and ponder. Did any person, did Firaun also go into this grave? Or into the, did Firaun also take all his wealth with him? Did Qarun, did any of these kings and these kings go with the luxuries with them in their grave? We need to ask ourselves and see what priorities have we given. How have we prioritized our lives? And what are our objectives? Every person's objective is just to get that millions and millions in their bank accounts. But respected fathers, mothers, my appeal to you is to bring up such children and encourage your children to excel in the form of deen. Dunya will automatically come. Yes, we have to make effort for this dunya. There's no doubt about it. But have that full reliance and trust on Allah. That's what the Muslims of today are short of. And why is that? Because of the evil diseases that are within our hearts. So he mentions here, this treasure of mercy has rained upon the sinner. The treasure of mercy, when it rains upon the sinner, it makes him, gives him the ability to make tawbah. The condition of success is some kind attention of the man of love. Otherwise, this gem of love cannot be had. Be men and women of love for Allah, for Allah's creation. Akhtar, I do agree that there are calamities in the path of love. Yes, we'll have ups and downs in this path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But through His grace, sakina and tranquility descends as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the ability and tawfiq of emulating the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of rectifying ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our children, our youth, and each one of us, and all the Muslims in our country and throughout the world, in our communities, in our country, throughout the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us onto His straight path. Bless us with the companionship of those who will benefit us in this dunya and in the akhirah, who will be our friend from their heart. Wa akhiru da'wana أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.